The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
I want to get rid of my butt. It's bigger than it would appear. It hinders my forward movement when I keep bringing up.
Stop. Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
Good morning. This is Jean Ketchum.
And I'm C. Suzanne Bates. Out and about as usual, I'm in Springfield, Missouri with my 98-year-old father and my 89-year-old mother. And I'd like everyone out there in Radio Land to pray for me. Hope I survive this. In May, we're talking about memories. And really, that's all life is, we've decided. When things go really smoothly in your life, it's kind of hard to remember. But, oh, wow, when things get messed up or you have anomalies, then life gets very, very memorable. So I know we're still talking about things that happened to both of us 35 years ago, Gene.
Yes, I know.
But they're all anomalies. They're all crazy things. And we can't remember the things that happened that were just normal.
I know. We are also going to talk about graduations and anniversaries, birthdays, the good and the bad, and how we're going to talk about memories from all those things.
Right, and those are our dirty little secrets. And we're also going to give you a little tidbit about sunburn. It's that time of year. People are getting out and trying to get a little sun, get a little color back, knock that blue tint off their skin. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then if we have time, we're going to talk about my breasts.
Oh, that should be fun. And our Snoop and Scoop interview today is with Judy Boudreau on recording and writing down your memoirs. And it is going to be very, very interesting, something I have always been wanting to know more about.
Then we'll look at May's fabulous drawing prizes that you can win by just signing up. It is so easy. And you talk about great memory potential. That is what we've got here.
Right.
So
go to our website, www.agingbutdangerous.com, to check us out and read our latest blogs. And there's all kinds of information on our website about what we're doing with ABD.
And our dirty little secrets this morning are just about some things that you can do. And I know that sunburn, I have remembered a lot of things because of the sunburns I've had. Maybe it's just me. But when I first started tanning, I went to this it was ages ago, and I had this lace underwear, and I left it on. I don't know why, because I was kind of, I didn't know what to do. Anyway, I got such a bad sunburn that the pattern of the lace transferred itself onto my white little posterior. So my body had a naturally built-in lace pattern. And of course, what are you going to do? I was so enamored by it. I mean, it hurt like heck, but I was quite fascinated by my backside at that point.
Well, who was going to see it? Was somebody going to see it?
Don't even remember. But anyway, I just remember how cool I was, and I wanted to show people, but hey, you can't. Anyway, here is my point, is that I just read an article that I thought this was a great little secret, and that is, if you get a bad sunburn, this doctor recommended that you puncture an Aleve gel cap and apply the liquid directly to the burn, and that it would really alleviate your pain. And I know, you know, grandkids get sunburns, mm-hmm. kids get sunburns, we get sunburns, sometimes when we least expect them. But I really had never heard that before. So if you do get a bad sunburn, or your grandkids do, well, puncture that gel cap and put some of that stuff on your sunburn, and it will help alleviate the pain.
Well, that's a great tip.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about graduation, my daughter's graduation. Michelle was, this was like 25 years ago, but I had just had my eyes done, Suzanne, and I was went there, and she they had this tea or something in the morning.
Well, now where you have to talk about where you went, because she
I went to graduate
from Podunk High.
No, University of Michigan. And I was at this tea in the morning with all of her friends' mothers. And I was sitting there in my white suit. I just had, you know, my bleached blonde hair touched up. And I had these huge dark sunglasses. And she was so embarrassed because I could not take the sunglasses off because my eyes were so swollen and bruised and everything. And so she came by and said, "Mother, would you please take off your sunglasses?" And I'm like, I can't do it. So I'm sure that I gave out probably the wrong impression of myself, but I will always remember that. I really tied those two things together. And then
There's so many things like that at this time of year. I think May is such a big month for graduations and high school graduations. I can kind of remember, but even back then they didn't really do what they do now. But now, for our grandkids, the high school graduations, and they even have dog graduations. I would do a graduation for a dog once, but it just seems like it's so that people try to create more memories these days because they are so important to hang on to in our lives.
They really are. They really are. And I, when I force myself to think about them, you know, I do forget about a lot of them. And then when I go back, I remember. But also our anniversary. Remember last year we celebrated our 50th anniversary. Mike had just gotten injured, and we didn't have anything planned. It was on a Saturday, and I was so upset because we didn't. Here was our 50th. It was on a Saturday, nothing planned, no memories. And then our daughter pulled together this trip to the U.S.
I'm sorry, she stole that idea from me.
Did she? Well,
yes, I told you that.
Yeah, well, she set it up to go to the U.S. Open. And that was a complete surprise to us, and it ended up making the best memory. So now I can look back on our 50th wedding anniversary and just be so delighted and happy that we had a wonderful, wonderful anniversary. But without that memory, I mean, I was really having a pity party, I'll tell you.
I remember that.
So sorry for myself.
I know. Well, and then this is what we're going to talk about today is how you might document that so that you could pass that down to your granddaughters and they could share that with you. And I think that's really, we're going to be talking about writing memoirs, and I think that's a perfect thing to write a memoir about. Well, mm-hmm. Let me tell you another memory is that of all the mammograms I've ever had and ultrasounds, the other day I went in to have an ultrasound, and the doctor drew circles around these little lumps they'd found, which were ended up being cysts. But what happened was that my breast was hanging down because I didn't have a bra on, and then the perspiration in my body transferred these things. And the woman starts to look at my breast, and she says, "What are these hieroglyphics written on your skin?" And I'm like, "Hieroglyphics?" And what had happened was that because my breasts hang down over my other skin, it had transferred into this strange... Anyway, she thought this was a whole bunch of writing on my body. I will never forget that as long as I live, just another anomaly.
Oh, that is hysterical. It's hysterical. You are listening to Jean and Suzanne and the dirty little secrets that we uncover and share with you every week on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you, looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. And I love to say Judy's name, Boudreaux. I'm sure she doesn't put the drama in it. But anyway, okay, so I have to just say something to you before she starts talking. You know, you used to have a lot better stories than you do now. You used to have these great stories, and you're just getting kind of boring, I think, as you age. What's going on? I mean, are you just... Are you forgetting to tell me these things? What's your problem?
No, of course. You know, I mean, I know, but I remember them, but, you know, not all of them. My memory's not getting as bad as yours, my little sweetheart, but it's almost as bad. But no, I still have my stories. But yeah, I know I haven't had a good story for a long time.
You got to get with it. You're leading too dull a life. So anyway, I can't wait to hear what Judy has to say.
I know. Our guest today is Judy Boudreaux. She's a writer and a teacher whose work includes 25 years of experience helping people tell their stories. And she specializes in helping older adults write their life stories. Judy, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm a great admirer of Aging But Dangerous.
Oh, good. Well, I have been talking about this for years, about writing my memoirs. So I can't wait to ask you some questions, and Suzanne's got some, I'm sure, too. So tell us, a lot of the books on display in the book stores now are memoirs, and why is that? Why is that so popular now?
We humans love stories. We love to tell each other stories. We like to listen to each other's stories. That's how we learn about each other, from each other. I think also... fact or fiction, actually, we like stories, right? But we live in interesting times now. This is an interesting century we have going on. And reading contemporary accounts, we kind of ask ourselves, well, what's in this for me? How is this like my life? What can I learn from this? That's really why we talk to our friends, isn't it?
And they like true stories, so those are true stories. So, I mean, that's very interesting. What is the value in writing about your own life if you think there's not much there? I mean, like if I didn't think, as Suzanne said, my life is getting boring. But no, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
but,
she used to be a lot more fun,
I used to have a lot more stories. But if you don't think that you have a lot of special things to say, is it still important to say them? I think once you start thinking about your life, you remember things that you would normally probably maybe forget.
Sure. I think there's value in telling our stories or writing our stories just for ourselves. It's a way to get to know ourselves better. But you brought up kind of what's the biggest but, capital B, capital U, capital T,
yes.
Of acting out of fear instead of acting from hope. So if we're afraid, that keeps us back, right? Keeps us from telling those stories. The other thing is, my butt here is that if you don't tell your story, someone else will. And it won't be in your words. It won't be in your voice. It won't be the way that you or I would tell our own stories. So I think that's important, too. The third reason is for grandchildren. Many of the people I work with, it isn't that their own children or friends or family aren't interested in their stories, but many of us are motivated when we have grandchildren. We want to pass on the family history and our own history, our own values to them. Mm-hmm. There are other non-Western cultures tend to have a stronger oral tradition than we have, although Native American, First Nations in Canada have a very strong oral tradition. Somehow we've gotten away from that. Mm-hmm. So when I urge people to write their stories, I also mean just record them. Use your cell phone to make a short recording if that feels better to you than writing.
Well, and like you said, when somebody repeats it, I know my daughter will tell a story about me that I will think, now, that wasn't right. She didn't tell that right. She's going to be telling my granddaughters things that are not exactly right, at least from my point of view. But that's what she remembers, and then I remember something different. So people remember different things about these stories, and you do want them to come from your own words, I think.
Yes.
I think that's really important. What about, how does one begin to write their own story? Like, I have wanted to do this for so many years, and I think, how do I get started? It's just a blockage. It is a really big but for me.
Well, it's the easiest way for many people is to hire a professional. The Association of Personal Historians is an international organization. There are people active in Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Yes, I've heard of that.
There are many of my colleagues will help people who want to write a book. everyone, I can't think of anyone who isn't willing to at least meet with you for an hour or two so that you can get a jump start. I'm a big fan of doing it yourself and just starting small. Even if you intend to work with a professional or a teacher or to take a class later, you can start today for an hour. You know, pick a favorite photo and write a page about it. Archive your emails. Go back through your sent emails and just start pulling out anything that you think you could expand into a story, a letter you wrote to someone, that kind of thing. You can print photos on your computer and write a few captions for them. It's just start with one thing. Start with what you most want to say, your favorite childhood memory, or the work you do. Why do you do that work? How did you come to do that work? How did you learn what you need to do to perform that work? Mm-hmm. Or maybe a favorite outing or day or event with your spouse or your partner. Mm-hmm. You can write a letter to someone.
Should it be chronological? I mean, should you start from the beginning?
Oh, gosh, no.
No, okay, so you're just starting.
People get so caught up in that. You can, if that feels natural and normal to you. Some people need to write an outline that way. But, please don't let that, listeners, don't let that stop you.
Oh, okay. It's
most of us do best when we're really engaged with what we're writing. So start with something that's really meaningful to you or a favorite thing.
Mm-hmm. Suzanne, this would be perfect for you.
For me? I was just going to say, well, this would be
perfect for
you to write your U.S. Open, your tennis.
Oh, yes, it would, our 50th.
Do you have a good...
Like we were talking about before.
Well, you know, that really clarifies it, though, because I was thinking I should go back to, like, college days and start from there and go forward, but this really sounds so... It's kind of a relief that you can just write any story, that you want to.
I think people get caught up with the idea that it has to be chronological, and that's such a hard thing to begin with.
Yeah.
Much better to end up, instead of writing, all capital letters, write your life story. Mm-hmm. What about just writing stories from your life, little bits and pieces? And before you know it, you'll have...
But this historian group, do they go from the beginning? Is it chronological?
Will they go
what you're doing?
Yep.
Okay, and make it into a book.
Yes. Yes, whatever clients want. Other resources are community ed classes. In your local community or a nearby community might offer classes. Public libraries often do. The Loft Literary Center is right in downtown Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. They have classes. On my website, there are ideas and prompts. There are links there to the Association of Personal Historians and to the Minnesota Historical Society. Both of those have resources for people who want to do it themselves.
And you teach classes on this?
I do.
And
I
is
do.
That on your website, the
it
classes?
Is.
Okay,
yes.
How often do you have classes?
Probably 4 or 5 times a year.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, all around the Twin Cities. So there are others doing that as well. I know mm-hmm. your listening area is beyond the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The other thing I like, if we can't do this exercise on the air because you'd have 2 minutes of dead air time, and I know that that's not a good thing for radio, but a quick and easy exercise is to write a list poem. It takes about 2 minutes. You just think of your 10th birthday, your 30th birthday, and a picnic, your favorite job, and you free write for about 2 minutes. And then at the end of your 2 minutes, you'll go back and read that. And then your last line is, I felt. And you just write how you felt. And that mm-hmm. often is enough to give you what you need to write a full story.
Mm-hmm. Judy, give us your phone number real quick.
Sure. My phone number, anyone's welcome to call, is 952-451-6914. My website is www.judyboudreau.com. JudyBudreau.com.
Okay, thank you. And coming up, we're going to hear more from Judy about how to record these wonderful memoirs and these life stories. And we're going to have talk about our great drawing prizes for May. So you're listening to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, so don't go away.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
We'd like to welcome Dr. Barbara Toppin, a renowned OBGYN and member of Minnesota Monthly Magazine's prestigious Top Docs list. She personally understands the pleasures, pains, and health issues of women of all ages.
I am here to discuss the benefits of the Big O, orgasm, the sequel. Did you know that sexual release is a natural sedative and helps you sleep? It also nourishes your brain with oxygen. During orgasm, natural painkillers called endorphins are released. Additionally, it is a wonderful form of stress relief. And finally, it improves your emotional health. Again, thanks to Amber Januski for organizing these facts. As always, I ask, what do you deserve?
For an appointment with Dr. Toppin or one of her caring associates at Adefris and Toppin Women's Specialist in Woodbury, call 651-686-6400. That's 651-686-6400.
No offense, gentlemen, but sometimes we gals need some time to ourselves to get things done. That's why we invented football. It's also why over 100 years ago, some very smart women established the Women's Club of Minneapolis. It's a friendly gathering spot near Loring Park where civic-minded women get together, make new friends, and make things happen for our community. Never heard of the Women's Club? Well, they've heard of us. Just mention this ad and you'll get a free brunch for two. Learn more now at womensclub.org.
We're back. It's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, Jean and Suzanne. And if you are just turning in this beautiful Saturday morning, we are talking to Judy Boudreau, who is a writer, a teacher, an editor, and a researcher, and who helps people document their memoirs. I think that sounds so dramatic, but I love saying that. All right, so here is what my personal experience, and I know that statistically you have told us, Judy, that women are more likely to write personal diaries than women. But, you know, I know a lot. I mean, wait, I just said that all wrong, but you get what I mean. Women more than men. But I have known a lot more men who have sat down and written about their families and everything. Is there some innuendo there between is there some shift between diaries and actually then documenting a family story?
I think historically, men have felt obligated to record history, you know, all capital letters, all the big stuff, war and politics and policy. And that freed women to write more personal histories. For better or worse, historically, women have been the keepers of emotional history. But you're right, Suzanne. I think in recent years, men feel freer to talk more about their feelings around being sons, fathers, spouses. And that's valuable. That's a wonderful thing for all of us, for men and women, to write about their own times in the context of, you know, where were you for the moon landing? How old were you? What were you doing when JFK was assassinated? Mm-hmm. The Twin Towers, all of those things can be woven into our personal histories.
Well, so memoirs are more emotional, is what I'm hearing you say. Is that correct?
Yes, more so than an autobiography or historical documentation. I mean, you think of all of the history we have written mostly by men, and there isn't a lot of emotion about historical events. That traditionally has been left to women. So it's great that men and women both can write about those things now. Mm-hmm.
And how is writing personal stories different today from our mother's or our grandmother's time, or is it different?
You know, Jean, I think we have the same motivating reasons, but our generation seems to need permission to do that. It's such
yes.
a powerful gift to mm-hmm. ourselves and to others to write our stories. The difference is the media available to us. Mm-hmm. It's much quicker. I mean, you can archive email. You can crack off a paragraph on your computer. It's also much easier to reproduce now. We have mm-hmm. the technology to reproduce original materials as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any shortcuts?
Do I know any shortcuts? Let's see.
How to do this.
Well, I talked about the 2-minute free writing.
Yes.
You can do that. Mm-hmm. My website has lots of ideas and writing prompts. And again, I would go back to the idea you don't need to be chronological. Start with what you really, really want to say, what's most important to you. Start there. In an hour, you can have something that is valuable to you and to your family.
Mm-hmm. Does wine help?
Oh, wine always helps.
Or a martini.
Or coffee in the first thing in the morning, wine in the afternoon, wine in the evening. Absolutely. Having a glass in your hand of any kind helps.
All right. Judy,
thank you so much. Give us your information again.
Sure. My phone number is 952-451-6914. My website, www.judyboudreau.com.
Judy, thank you so much. This has been great.
I can't wait
to get started.
Good.
It's going to be great.
I'm glad
to hear it. Yeah, thank you. Just a reminder, don't forget to tell our sponsors that you heard about them on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Now, if you have low energy, mood swings, or just a bad attitude, and you try to make positive changes, but you just can't seem to make it happen, our sponsor, Higher Brain Living, can really make a difference in your life and in all of these areas. And I know because it has in mine. I've been doing Higher Brain Living now for 9 sessions. There's actually 22 sessions in all, so I'm almost halfway through. And I feel terrific. It's really hard to explain, you guys, but the great thing is they have free evening seminars in Wayzata, Hudson, and Minneapolis. They actually show you how it is done on a real person. You just have to see it. Go to our website and click on Awaken Higher Brain Living for details and to register. It is absolutely amazing.
And we have a big drawing at the end of May. It is not only for our little perky thing to Oldenburg, which you'll talk about, but lunch at the Women's Club with us. Ha ha! What a treat!
Right.
And to talk about memories, I mean, we can create some memories, can't we, Jeannie?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
So, and the Women's Club is so amazing, and it is just a beautiful experience to go there and walk around. It's kind of like a historical tour. So mm-hmm. anytime you get a chance, the Women's Club would love for you to come by and to really experience what they have there. So sign up on our website for this free lunch, and it will be not only great food, but a great experience for you also. And then the brunches. I mean, people have the opportunity to have free brunches at the Women's Club. I am just blown away by this.
If you hear their ad on our radio show, they give it free brunch for you and a guest. Just call the Women's Club and make a reservation for Sunday morning brunch. And also, we have a free drawing in May for the Oldenburg House Inn. It's in Carlton, Minnesota. It's about 2 hours out of the Twin Cities. It's adjacent to Jay Cook State Park. It's a two-night stay for two. And just go to oldenburghouse.com and read all about it, and then go to our website and sign up. It's a fabulous drawing.
All right, and go to facebook.com/agingbutdangerous and like us. Make your memories with Aging But Dangerous, and liking us is a good way to do that. And the swarm coming up is amazing, Jeannie. I keep saying amazing. It must be my word for the day.
I know. It is amazing. We are going to be at Lohman Abdo in Minneapolis. It's 3 lawyers are going to be there for questions and answers. You can get all this free legal advice. It is going to be just a fabulous evening on May 21st, on Tuesday. That's next Tuesday at 6 o'clock.
And when can you get 3 lawyers in a room for free and ask them questions? So Aging But Dangerous. And if you're not a member of Aging But Dangerous, then come and join us and see what we're all about. Go to our website, agingbutdangerous.com. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women across the globe to create beautiful memories.
And please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age, and that is dangerous.
If you're having trouble with the butt in your life, That's one T, not two. Tune in next Saturday and every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more crazy stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways to reduce your butt.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.